Tampa Bay's morning crew.
All right, ABC Action News meteorologist Greg D. on the phone. Greg, how are you?
Hey, Lala, JR, how are you guys?
We're doing all right. So, I mean, a little bit fortunate that we kind of missed these two big storms, but there's going to be some after effects from this, right?
Yeah, you know, we're actually feeling it today because Marco is heading up towards Louisiana. We're getting an offshore wind, and it is just going to get nasty hot out there the next couple of days. I think easily feeling like 105 to 110 this afternoon with a temperature around 96. And that's not going to change tomorrow or Wednesday. And by the way, I know there's a lot of talk about Marco heading towards Louisiana, but the part of the country that's getting the worst of it is actually the Florida Panhandle. So our friends up towards Pensacola and Panama City, they're just getting dumped on with heavy rain this morning.
You know, obviously we're on high alert. What causes these things to just dissipate like that?
So in this case, strong winds over the storm are taking all the thunderstorms that are normally near the center, and they're blowing them well to the north and east of the center, and that's where the Panhandle is. So they're waking up to lightning and thunder from Tallahassee all the way out towards Eglin Air Force Base and Pensacola Beach this morning, and I don't think that's going to let up for much of the afternoon.
And then what about Laura? That's coming in then, what, in a couple of days then, and going to be hitting right around the same area?
A couple of days. You know, that was a bigger concern for us earlier last week, but now, thankfully, this one, it looks like it's going to head up towards probably the Texas-Louisiana border. Unfortunately, it could get stronger. So now we're thinking it could be a Cat 1 or Cat 2 storm. So there's going to be wind and surge along the coast. And then there could be some flooding rain for places like Arkansas or Tennessee, maybe up towards the Ohio River Valley. A lot going on with the tropics this week.
Is there anything else we should be looking for this week when it comes to the weather?
It does look quiet for the next several days, but just a reminder, we are still not at the peak of the hurricane season. That is usually the second week of September, so we still have a ways to go.
Hey, real quick before we let you go, possible forecast for the Labor Day weekend here in the Bay Area?
Right now, no, it doesn't look like there's a tropical system nearby, so probably in the low 90s with just your afternoon scattered storms. Let's hope it stays that way. We'll be watching a couple waves in the Atlantic before Labor Day, but I think right now it looks like we'll stay away.
Sounds good.
And by the way, Greg D., just want to verify, because you put this out a few times, that we have an open invitation to your hurricane party, correct?
Absolutely.
All right, just want to make sure.
When that happens, it's still, I've got everything ready for you guys.
All right, great. ABC Action News meteorologist Greg D., thank you, brother. Have a good day.
Take care. Thank you.
All right, coming up next, this is interesting. It's an I Feel Good story about how a beer helped a man in a crisis situation. I'll tell you about it next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. And an I Feel Good story for you right now. I will preface this by saying we are praying for those in California going through these wildfires. They're getting out of control. I have friends that are firefighters that are on these fires right now. And it's pretty crazy. But if there's a little silver lining or maybe just a break in the bad news about this, this is a great story that this gentleman had for the news.
Right, and he had been through this before with California fires, so he's like, I'm not going to go through this again. And he had pulled obviously his home was, you know, coming up, burning up in flames or starting to, and he had pulled the hoses out, but they had turned off the electricity. And for some reason, it wasn't working without
water wasn't working.
Water wasn't working without his electricity. So he did have one thing that was nearby, and he had his Bud Light beer.
He was using Bud Light beer to put out the fire. That was fantastic.
So what he was doing is he was shaking up the cans of beer, and he was spraying the beer out, and miraculously, it put the fire out. He was using all these beers, opening up the beers and just shaking them and spreading them all around the fire. I mean, that's crazy.
Bud Light. You never know when you need it. The new slogan.
I didn't have any water. I had one barrel with like a little bit of water in it, and I tried using that. It didn't work. When I ripped up the sheet metal, it had a nail. So I was just shaking it up, popping it, and just spraying and throwing it down, grabbing another one. And
I love that story.
Now, the best part about this story is that he says his buddies all tease me about drinking watered down beer. He says, hey, it saved my shop.
Yes, it did.
Wow. Well, I'm glad that you hear him laughing at that. I had a sense of humor about it. But we are praying for all those in California that are going through all this. But, hey, if you have any problems, you don't have a fire extinguisher, grab a Bud Light.
Yes.
That's the new motto. All right, 99.5 QYK coming up Military Monday. Going to honor a military member in our community. It's 99.5 QYK. Here's Tim McGraw, Shotgun Rider. It's Military Monday here on 99.5 QIK, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. We have Heidi on the phone. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. Well, we're glad you reached out to us. Tell us who you want to honor for Military Monday.
I wanted to honor my Uncle Bean Scholl. My Uncle Bean spent a year in the Army, and then he did 20 years in the Air Force.
Wow.
He was a fighter mechanic, and he was deployed several times over to Germany and Kuwait for the Cold War and then the Bosnian War, the Iraqi War. So he served a long time for our country, and I'm just super proud of him. He's a great person, and he resided in Tampa Bay, Florida, after he retired from serving. And so he lives in Brandon area, and he works for a private company, and he's still an aircraft mechanic today.
There you go. He's got the love of flight in him, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you this. I always want to know about the guy that behind the uniform. So tell me about what Uncle Dean's meant to you your whole life, from when you were a kid till now.
Well, we had to travel to see him all the time because he lived close by until now. And so every time we saw him, it was just special. We got to spend some holidays together, and he's just a real, real great guy. I mean, he taught me how to shoot a gun. He loves to hunt. He loves to work on old cars. He's got an old Mustang that he's restoring, and he's just a good old classic guy. He has great morals. He would do anything for anybody, and he's just a great guy. So I just wanted to thank you.
Tell you what, Uncle Dean sounds awesome. I mean, he taught me to shoot a gun, works on cars, works on airplanes. I love this guy. Well, Heidi, we just want to say thank you so much for reaching out and telling us about your uncle, and let him know we are so thankful and send our love to him, and we appreciate you reaching out to us.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for doing that.
You got it, Heidi. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, if you want to nominate someone for Military Monday or First Responder Friday, you can do it right now at 995QIK.com. Your 715 Second Date Update coming up.
Second Date Update on 99.5 QIK.
All right, starting the week off with a brand new 715 Second Date Update right now. We got Justin on the phone this morning, trying to get him another date with Lexi. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're doing all right, man. We appreciate you reaching out to us. So, why don't you tell us how you know Lexi? What'd you guys do on your date?
All right, yeah. So, basically, I mean, I found her on Instagram, and let me explain about what I mean by that.
All right.
We had a bunch of mutual friends, and it was just one of these things where she was tagged in some of my friends' photos, and it was just one of those things where I'd never DM'd anybody before like this, but she was in like three or four different photos, and she looked really cute, and we had like 10 different mutual friends, and so it didn't seem completely like out of left field. And so, you know, I reached out, just sort of initiated being like, hey, friends of so-and-so, like, I don't know if you're, you know, going out for meals and stuff, if you're out in the world right now, but like, if you are, I'd love to take you out for lunch, see, you know, maybe we click. And so, you know, we just had like a casual lunch date, sort of met in the middle of the week at a Chipotle, just sort of sat outside and, you know, had like what I thought was like a really solid date. And, you know, I've been following up with some texts, and it's been just crickets.
Well, a lunch date is a cool thing because it's not a lot of pressure on you. You know, it's kind of casual. So you were saying, like, since the date, like, you haven't heard anything from her?
Nothing, you know? And so, like, it was just one of the situations where, like, you know, she's posted things on Instagram. Like, she's still out in the world. And so, like, I just
she's still alive.
Curious, yeah. Like, yeah, she's still like, yeah, it's not like she's like on lockdown or something. She's just like, she just seems to be choosing not to respond. So I, you know, I was sort of hoping to have like, you know, a dinner date, you know, and so that's where I'm at. And so I just was wondering if, you know, if you guys might be able to like reach out and just sort of clarify, like, what's the story here?
Did you by any chance meet her like on your work lunch break, or was she on lunch, or did you guys have a little bit more time? She wasn't rushed. You were not rushed.
I mean, it was a work lunch, like, you know, was that middle of the day thing, but we had plenty of time, and it wasn't, she didn't seem stressed. She didn't seem rushed or anything like that. So, I mean, you know, it was a good conversation. I feel like we had a nice time. So I just don't know exactly what happened.
And by the way, that's actually sometimes a good thing because you have a hard out.
Well, you know, that's true.
You have an excuse to get out of there. So that's not always bad.
But I like what he said, though. She's been posting on Instagram. So she's obviously been on her phone, but she hasn't texted him back. So obviously she's blowing you off somehow.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps it up.
Probably true.
We're out of here. Give it to him straight, Lon. I love it. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to get hold of Lexi, okay?
Thank you.
Well, we have hope for Justin right now on the 715 second date update. He reached out to us about his date with Lexi. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. They had a casual first date.
Yeah, they went to Chipotle during kind of like a lunch date, and he said the date went really good. Thought the conversation was fine. They had a good time, and he really hasn't heard much from her since then. He was hoping to take her out on a proper dinner second date.
You know, Lana pointed out that she was posting on Instagram and whatnot, so it was kind of, okay, yeah, we know she has her phone, but she's not responding to my text. So we're trying to help out Justin right now. We actually got Lexi tracked down. We got her on hold right now. Good morning. Is this Lexi?
Yeah, this is Lexi. Okay.
I know it's a random call to get right now. We wanted to see if we could talk to you, actually, about a date you recently went on. Would it be cool if we just had a couple minutes of your time and talked to you on the air?
Sure.
Okay, we'll make this as quick as possible. So we heard you went on a date with this guy, Justin. I guess he DM'd you. You guys got to talking. You ended up going on a lunch date on you guys' lunch break for work or whatever at Chipotle. He said he had a great time with you, had a lot of nice things to say about you, was very interested on taking you out on a more formal date, like dinner or whatnot. And now he's been reaching out, I guess, and you haven't been responding. So have you been getting his texts?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay, so
how come
why
you're not
are you not responding?
Yeah. What's going on?
You know, he's a cute guy. It was kind of weird. I don't know if you guys have ever, you know. So we went on a little lunch thing, but what was weird, like, I love Chipotle. And, you know, we did, like, the outside thing, sat outside, the social distance, and he brought his lunch, which I was like, okay, you know, it's a lunch date. That's fine.
Wait, he brought his lunch?
Yeah. When he sits down, he pulls out, I kid you not, he pulls out, like, 3 or 4 Tupperware containers. Ooh. His food is perfectly measured. He has his, you know, those big tanks of jugs of water people
have. Yeah, oh, yeah.
He has his protein shake. He has his pre-workout stuff. He's in his gym clothes. So I'm like, I thought we were coming from work. He's in his gym clothes. And it was just too much. He just seemed like he was just too full of himself for me. So I just, hard pass. It was fun. Hard pass.
Wow. Hard pass.
Hard pass.
He came prepared, but for the wrong thing.
Yep.
Not the date, but for his workout. I want to tell you this. We actually have him on the phone. That's why I told you not to text him, because he's been listening in right now. Hey, Justin.
Hello.
Hey, does that sound pretty accurate?
Not to me. I figured a lunch date meant a lunch date. Just, you know, I didn't realize it was going to be, like, kind of so offensive to kind of bring my own. You know, I'm pretty detail oriented when it comes to food, like, you know, calories in, calories out. And so it was just like one of these situations where, you know, I'm pretty rigorous about that stuff. But, like, you know, I wish you would just hold me, because if that's something that's going to bother you, I could totally, like, meal prep for you too.
I don't think that's what she's looking for. No.
Justin, do you ever break away from meal prepping? Or, do you ever let yourself on the weekends?
I have a cheat meal a week. So, like, usually I'll get one of those, like, frozen Greek yogurt things or something, like, on, like, a Saturday afternoon or something like that. But, I mean, like, I didn't
that's
really see it being
meal?
Big. Say again?
A frozen yogurt is your cheat meal, but we went to Chipotle. That doesn't make sense.
Oh, well, I just figured it was, like, a good place for us to meet during, you know, in the middle of the day. Like, it felt like just a good location. Like, I didn't realize that it was, you know, I mean, I just, if this is something that you're interested in, we could totally talk about it. But I just felt like it was one of those things that, like, it didn't seem like a big deal to me, you know? Like, I just try to eat very, very rigorously. Protein, fat, and carbs, and so, like, I just really wasn't going to be able to get that at Chipotle, but I just still wanted it to be, you know, considerate to you.
But you're saying that, but do you feel like she could feel uncomfortable eating around you when you're, like, got this whole meal prep in front of you?
I kind of understand what she's talking about, but, like, honestly, like, you know, like, health's important. I mean, obviously, like, that's one of the biggest things we could, like, get from this whole thing, right? Like, gotta stay in shape.
How many times do you go to the gym a day?
A day? I mean, you know, once or twice. It's just, like, depends on if I have the time, you know, with work and everything, you know. Like, sometimes I'll try to get a run in the morning, and then I'll do, like, legs in the afternoon or back, those sorts of things.
Gotcha.
But it's not, like, crazy. It's just, like, you know.
You're bringing your own meals to the restaurants, though.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, have you ever brought, like, you know, like, hot sauce with you or something? Or, like, you know, like a sweet
sauce? Sometimes I bring extra cheese to the pizza place to put extra cheese on.
Same exact thing. I just think that, like, I honestly think, Lexi, like, I think that you would really, like, appreciate meal prep if you tried it yourself. Maybe, like, we could do, like, a meal prep together or something.
Oh, no. I feel like you're missing it a little bit, Justin. Do you want to say anything, Lexi?
Yeah, because, like, I like my cheese. I like my carbs. I want to eat what I want when I want to eat it. I don't want somebody to make me feel weird about it. I don't need a nutritionalist. I don't want Jenny Craig. I'm not fat. You know, I don't want somebody who's that super specific. It's just too much.
Well, look, I'm just saying, like, if that's something that you want, we'll just have to, like, trim out some of the other meals throughout the day to, like...
Okay, listen, I don't think Justin's quite getting it. Lexi, is this a deal breaker for you? Do you have any interest in going on another date?
I have no interest in going on another date, which I'm sorry.
Well, Justin, I know this for a fact. There are a lot of women that are really into meal prepping and are really into working
yes,
out.
Yes, they are.
And probably as focused as you are about it, but this is not Lexi. Lexi's doing her own thing, so... I'm sorry. It's not going to work out for you, Justin. Lexi, I appreciate you coming on with us, and I wish you both luck, okay?
All right. Well,
thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
Sorry, Justin.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Just had our 7:15 second date update between Lexi and Jason. It wasn't good. It didn't go well.
Well, I think Jason just came on a little too strong as he brought his own meal to, it was lunch. It wasn't like it was dinner. It was lunch.
By the way, I already messed up his name. His name's Justin. So my bad. He brought his own lunch to the date. She's like, what are you doing?
Right.
Holy prepped, big jug of water, kind of a workout guy, all that stuff. And then she's just eating Chipotle going, what are you doing? And then the bad part was when he started going, hey, you can do it with me. We can meal prep, you know, cut out some of the things of your diet. It's like, whoa. Are you kidding me on a first date?
I was waiting for him to throw out like a business card or something too.
Yeah, gotta go. Danny right now in St. Pete. Danny, what do you think?
Oh, God. Run, Lexi. Run away. Never return.
Get out of town.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, he missed the mark.
Yeah, he had the wrong answer. He should have said, well, I didn't know that it bothered if it had. I would have trashed it all and just ordered from Chipotle.
You do have to give him props, though, for being dedicated to his diet and his workout. Now, that's a hard thing to do.
But also, you can't force that on somebody.
You can't.
Yeah, I don't see me taking a girl to lunch like that and showing up with my own lunch.
Right.
Kind of seems like a cheapskate, too.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, Danny, you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, you know, just one of those things where you're making someone feel uncomfortable on a date.
Well, 100%. That's just, like you said, it's just too much for a first date.
And you start talking about her diet, it's like, all right, dude, you're down the wrong road.
Right.
You never got like, oh, this might make someone feel uncomfortable. Well, maybe I shouldn't do this.
You know, if that is your thing, don't ask to go to lunch.
Yeah, go out for
a walk or something.
Ask for a green shake or something like that. Meet at the gym or whatever you want to do. All right, we need a player right now for our Universal tickets. We want to give some away right now. We'll take caller 9, 800-992-1099. We're going to play a little game called No! Your universe. All right, here we go. Hit us up. Good morning. It's QYK. Who's this?
Margarita.
Margarita.
Yeah.
I like that name already.
Thanks.
Thanks. She's like, I've heard this before. Margarita, what part of town are you in?
I'm in Hudson.
All right. Margarita's in Hudson right now. We're going to play for some Universal tickets. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a game called Know Your Universe. We're going to give a description about a planet or some clues, you want to call it that. We're going to give you multiple choice, and then you got to guess what it is. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Here we are. We're going to the universe.
These are actually science questions.
Oh, wow.
So not just planets. So we're going to open it up a little bit and talk about everything.
You're in charge.
In our solar system.
Oh, boy.
All right. What force from the sun pulls the Earth and keeps it in orbit? Is it balance, friction, or gravity?
Gravity.
Ding, 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 ding,
yes,
ding, ding.
Yes, hey. All right, that's the first one. Second question is,
what Italian astronomer was the first to study the stars through a telescope?
Oh, I actually know this one.
Was it Einstein? Was it Galileo? Or was it Newton?
Galileo.
Yes! Galileo! You're all right, sorry. All right, we'll just do one more fun, even though you already won, okay?
What do we call the layer of gas that blocks the sun's harmful rays?
Ooh.
I was going to say, no multiple choice?
Is it the...
something that's in trouble, right? Isn't it something that we talk about, climate change
yes.
and all that?
Is it called the thin layer, the oxygen layer, or the ozone layer?
Oh, come on.
Ozone layer.
Look at you, three. Listen, school's going back today, and we are all being educational on this show. Margarita, congratulations. You got universal tickets.
Oh, my God. This is awesome. Thank you.
What a way to start off a Monday. Oh, yeah. How are we giving? Absolutely. Two or four?
We're giving away two.
All right, two
and
tickets.
And a parking pass.
And a parking pass. So who are you taking with you?
My kids.
Oh, that's great.
There it is.
There you go.
Done.
We can cover them, and then you got to pay for yourself. All right?
Whatever.
Congratulations. Hang on for me.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to have some more tickets for Universal this afternoon at 4:40 with Travis. And then again, tomorrow morning, we're going to play Know Your Universe at 7:55.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
On Friday, we found out that the Tortuga Music Festival will happen November 12th through the 14th, 2021, because it was pushed to November, and they're not going to have it in April like normally, so it'll be next November. But the good news is, Tim McGraw, Miranda, Luke Bryan, Jimmy Allen, Kaylee Hammock, John Party all are going to be part pretty much the, I think they said 95% of the lineup will still be the same at Tortuga. So we will make plans for that. All right, Luke Bryan says he will play a show at your house if the money's right. He went undercover as himself on social media to answer some fan questions. Something was being filmed for GQ, and when a fan asked, hey, can you make an appearance at my home? And he said, well, if the money is right. And then another fan asked if his kids still think he's cool, and he said yes, because they're still young, but who knows, that probably won't last once they become teenagers. Maren Morris, she's been enjoying her time at home with her infant son, Hayes, and her husband, Ryan Herb, but she says she cannot wait to get back out on the road.
You know, off the road, I'm the laziest person. I just watch constant, like, Netflix and Bravo and do nothing with my life except Postmates food and, yeah. But I've loved doing that in my free time.
Congratulations, Dwight Yoakam and his bride, Emily, just had a baby. The photos were posted on Instagram. He is 63.
Oh, wow.
She is 36.
Woo,
they welcomed Dalton Lauren Yoakam on August 16th. She's really, really pretty. So
got some kick in that old bull. You know what I'm saying, Dwight? Way to go, buddy.
Wow.
Tyler Hubbard ruptured his Achilles tendon and broke a bone in his ankle while riding his dirt bike over the weekend.
Riding my dirt bike a couple of days ago, overjumped a jump, landed flat, and blew out my ankle. So I'm sitting here, just managed to get my boot back on this morning, but I have a ruptured Achilles tendon, and I broke the bone right there on the inside of the ankle. So unfortunately, I have to get surgery next week, and then we'll start the journey to recovery.
And his wife is having another baby in
That's
4 weeks.
Lot. That's a lot of rehab. Get back. Yep.
That's a whole bunch going on
Achilles,
right there.
Achilles tear is bad. So hopefully.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to Tyler. Hopefully he recovers from all of this well. All right. And lastly, I just wanted to let you know that Luke Combs, you know his song Lovin' on You?
Sure.
Was released June 20th. That was 9 weeks ago, and it already sits at number 3 on the charts. I mean, it is just amazing how fast that guy climbs.
Are we surprised by this, though? Because everything he touches
turns
platinum. I know.
It's sitting.
No, I'm with you. It's crazy.
Crazy. Sitting at number three. Number two, Maddie and Tay. But the number one song, big congratulations, goes out to our friend Justin Moore, Why We Drink. And the first time I heard this song, I went, yep, this has got to go to number one because this is a really good song. And there you have it. There's your Music Minute, 99.5 QYK.
Let me take a selfie.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. All right, so we were talking about this off the air, but we thought, oh, I'm sure other people think this way.
I'm sure.
JR, Lana, Kevin here. So social media. You have a lot of people, you have a lot of friends that post all kinds of things. Let's take politics out of it, because I know that's happening.
Right, so that yeah, we're not talking about politics.
Everybody's going to post their thing about what they think, and some of it's accurate, some of it's not. It's just, especially in an election year, we're going to see that. So we're taking that off the table.
Yeah, 100%.
But are there other reasons to unfollow friends? Is it appropriate to unfollow friends if certain things happen? And what are those things that make you want to unfollow it?
Right. And I brought this up because I have a friend on social media who is just, it's selfie, 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 selfie. That's all it is. And, you know, I was reading these rules, you know, just for some research part. And it says, sometimes if somebody just all they do is they're posting selfies of themselves, it's really not bringing anything valuable to your Facebook feed sometimes.
Or just your life, positivity, or whatever.
Right.
And it's just like, okay.
I mean, I love seeing, like, my friends' kids. I love seeing, like, my girlfriend went on vacation. I love seeing dogs. I'm a big dog.
And right,
like,
animals, great.
I've got a rep who's got these two cute puppies, and they're constantly posting pictures of the puppies. I love stuff like that. So, I don't know. It's just like, so when do you unfollow? What has somebody done, one of your friends on social media, that caused you to unfollow? And again, we're taking politics off the table.
I'll tell you right now. I don't like when there's hyperbole, meaning exaggerated situations. Oh my gosh, my baby is so sweet. Oh, how cute is, I have friends that do this. How cute is my baby? She looks so great. Not like, no, I'm talking about like their spouse, not their baby. So they're all,
oh, their spouse. Okay,
their spouse.
Like, JR.
Well, no, not about like an infant, okay. But about their, oh my gosh, my baby was so sweet today. Oh my gosh, you just cooked the best meal today. Oh, I don't care every step of the way of your life. Now, that's one reason I do.
Anniversary posts are cute, though, and stuff like that.
Totally agree. Okay. Oh, my God. This woman has been by my side for 15 years, whatever. Okay, that would be appropriate. If Kevin posted that about his wife, I'd be like, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Right.
He doesn't do that every day.
No.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Jenny did this today. I can't believe how lucky I am. Oh, just look at her, everybody. It's just like, okay, I get that if you want to do that, but I'm going to unfollow you. You can do that all you want. It's your Facebook page, so do whatever you want.
So a couple being totally in love and being all about each other.
But it's over the top.
I get it.
Because I know for a fact that, I, by the way, the other thing is when they do that, there's usually some stuff going on behind the scenes where they're making up for it.
Interesting you say that.
Yeah, because I know that for a fact. It's like, wait a minute, I hung out with you guys yesterday.
And you weren't like that.
And you weren't like that yesterday. But there is a couple that I used to hang out with that were like that, and I just was like, oh my gosh. The other thing that bothers me is when people one-up you in the comments. Like, hey, I went to South Tampa last week and it was so cool, I had a delicious meal or whatever. And they'll go, oh yeah, I go there all the time. Love it. It's like, wait a minute.
I took my yacht there.
Yeah. I actually tried to go, or like a vacation spot, okay? Right. So you went to get the Keys or something like that. Oh yeah, we try to go once a year. We love that place. It's like, okay, this wasn't about you. I was just saying that it was a cool, beautiful place.
Right.
So those two things, you're out.
So we're trying to come up with, you know, I'm sure you've got the idea too, is what is the reason you have started unfollowing somebody? Right. What did they do?
Kevin, what do you got?
What do you mean, what do I have?
What is...
What do you
mean? We're talking about this.
No, I know.
Was there something that would trigger you to unfollow somebody?
It's mostly politics these days, but...
We're taking that off the table,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't really have anything.
My dad doesn't.
I don't really have anything.
My dad doesn't. He calls it firing people.
That's the best thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, I had to fire a couple of people this weekend because they were just posting too much on my feed or on my wall. And I go, Dad, that's the feed. That's not your page.
That's the best.
That just shows you what's going on. He goes, and I'm like, yeah, I had to fire some people. I go, Dad, that's your brother that you fired. He goes, yeah, I can't stand him. I can't stand all this stuff. I go, Dad, geez. So he goes, yeah. And then so he'll go, yeah, this other person's getting pretty close. A couple more posts like this, I'm out of here.
I love it.
So funny. All right, so what is that thing that makes you want to unfollow somebody? What just goes over the top? You're like, I am out. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. JR, Kevin, Lana here. We are talking about social media and how sometimes you can get annoyed on there. We know we're not the only ones. We're taking politics out of it, right? We're saying, are there other reasons that just kind of drive you nuts on there where you want to unfollow somebody? And Lana, you said too many selfies.
Yeah, just, you know, just too many selfies. Same thing all the time. It's like, okay, well, what value are you bringing to my Facebook feed, I guess?
You can just get annoyed by it.
Kind of.
All right, get your reaction right now. All right, Cindy is in Trinity right now. Cindy, what is that thing that would make you unfollow someone on social media?
I would say posting selfies that are just really inappropriate as far as, you know, like semi-nude or just
too revealing.
Looking at me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That definitely does it.
That's a good way. I mean,
yeah.
Because you don't want that on your page. Or, right. I mean, you don't want that on your feed.
Well, and I don't want to see that.
Right. Yeah. I don't want to see unsolicited, crazy pictures.
I don't want to see pictures like that of my friend, my girlfriend's. Right.
All right, Cindy, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Lisa in Wesley Chapel, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. All right. So what is that thing that someone does on social media that makes you want to unfollow them?
Well, we moved here a year ago, and I had like 10 people moved here to Florida from Wisconsin, and like 10 people constantly telling me, oh my gosh, you're going to get eaten by an alligator. You're going to get hit by a hurricane. That's like the stupidest move, and just like totally putting me down for my move.
So what?
Okay. Yeah, so I actually was doing it because I have two autistic children and we were looking for more resources, and I explained that and people were still rude, so I'm like, silly.
Lisa, we're glad to have you. I mean, there's alligators here, but don't worry about it. You'll be just
fine. There's hurricanes and lightning, but you know what? This is a fun place to live.
Yeah.
I'm loving it, and I wouldn't go back to Wisconsin
But the thing is, people try to spoil your fun. When you're happy, they do like some negative thing. That's so unnecessary.
Exactly. Instead of being happy for me.
Hey,
so.
you let us know. Gone. You let us know who those friends are. We got you on social media, okay?
Lisa, see ya. Have a great day.
Debbie's in Ruskin right now. Debbie, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Love your show, by the way.
Love you back. So tell me, what's that thing that some people do on a Facebook or social media or whatever that makes you want to unfollow them?
It is when they cannot stop the drama. They just, every little thing, oh, I broke a nail today, or, oh, you know, so-and-so did this or that. It's like, it's a never-ending negativity line.
Everybody's got problems.
Right.
Everybody's got problems. We don't need to hear about every single one you have.
Exactly. I've got my own problems. I don't need to sit and just constantly, you know, I mean, there's sometimes it's fine, you know, they're going through a hard time or difficult.
Right.
Someone passed away, whatever.
Sure.
When it's like I broke a nail or I burnt my dinner or, you know, so-and-so said this about me.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree with you, Debbie. And the other thing is, if you're looking for recommendations, if you're asking people like, hey, can you give me some feedback on this? That makes sense. But when it's just a one-line negativity or whatever, it's just like, come on.
But when it's those long, super long posts, sorry for the long post. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, if it says sorry for the long post, I'm out.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. I'm so done with it. And I love that now Facebook has that where you don't have to defriend them.
You can unfollow.
So they don't know.
Debbie loves to be secretive. Debbie's an undercover unfollower.
I know.
You have a great day, Debbie.
Thank you. You guys too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All good reasons right there. All good. I agree with that 100%. All right, Lana, you got your phone in front of you. What was the last post you made on Instagram?
Last post on Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Hold on.
Take a look. Here we go.
Oh, it was about us.
Hey!
It said, Happy National Radio Day. Having so much fun with these two goofballs. And you, Kevin, and me are all in the picture.
Sounds like an unfollow to me. I'm just kidding. That was nice. I think the one before that is me and you, too.
Yeah, and the one before that is of me and you. It was the first picture we ever took together. That was at Country Thunder.
That's right.
Back in 2016, I think it was.
Oh, the memories.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, do you on social media, but if someone unfollows you, you know you're doing something a little weird. I guess that would be the moral of the story, right? All right, coming up next, Lana told Kevin and I this story about a pet.
Yep.
That's insane. It's an I Feel Good story. I did not believe this. And she's like, no, this really happened. You're going to hear it next. 995 QIK, time for an I Feel Good story. Where's that good music right there?
Here we go.
Oh, no, that's not it either. Here we go.
Hey, live says, radio, everybody.
Who says we're not live, huh?
There it is. I feel good.
And we're back.
Wait, do I need some more
bottle
noises? There you go, that works.
I love it. All right, so this story, for real, is insane right now. And, you got to tell this, Lana, because when you told us off the air, Kevin and I were like, no way.
All right. So Paul's mom moved to...
Paul's your boyfriend?
Yes. Paul's my boyfriend. His mom moved to Apollo Beach about a year and 3 months ago. And they have a cat named Katie. She was about maybe a year and a half, 2 years old when they moved there. And great cat, and they were there for a couple of days, and somebody like left the door open or whatever. I mean, when you're moving and you've got all this stuff going on, Katie got out. Katie never came back. And they put flyers up. They did the whole Facebook thing.
When they moved here.
Like literally maybe like three, it was probably like 3 days after they had moved into the house. And I mean, they searched and searched and searched for that. That was our cat, you know?
Of course.
And of course, Paul's daughter, Cassidy, who's 7, she was devastated because she loves this little kitty. And she was so sad that Katie was gone. And so it just, they looked and looked and, you know, still, you know, weeks later, there's... Katie was gone. And they live there's a wooded area back there. It just goes woods and woods for a long time. And so, you know, you just kind of have to like, well, you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully she'll come back someday or he'll, you know, whatever. Well, Saturday night, I'm not kidding, Saturday night, who comes strolling up the driveway?
Katie.
Katie the cat.
Crazy. Now, how long has it been?
It's been a year and 3 months.
Oh, my gosh.
A year and 3 months. And... So when we went over to Paul's mom's house yesterday and she's like, you know, she's in the garage, you know, we put like a blanket down and some water and some food and she ate, you know, some food and stuff like that. But then we went over there yesterday and she was hiding underneath like a tool chest or whatever. She was really scared. So everybody went back into the house and I walked back up there by myself and cracked open a can of Fancy Feast because, you know, I had to go to the grocery store and get Fancy Feast and treats and everything and little toys for the cat.
Welcome home. Absolutely.
I had to, you know. So they open up that can of Fancy Feast and guess who comes out running out? Here comes Katie right up to the Fancy Feast and she's eating the food and purring and all excited that she was out. So
a year and 3 months.
She was so skinny. Really, they have to take her to the vet. She's super, super skinny. But, you know, I think I don't know if she would have lasted much longer out there by herself because she's like scary skinny.
Yeah.
But she's going to be okay.
Like, I love that.
She's going to survive and she's going to be okay. And of course, Cassidy was bawling. She was so excited.
That's
the cat,
insane.
The cat
that
was back.
Is insane.
That's like a year dream. And 3 months.
I know.
Where's this cat been?
And well, she's been out on a vacation. And finally, she said, hey, this is way too rough out here. I'm going home.
I need some Fancy Feast.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Where's that Fancy Feast at?
Cats, man, they hear that Fancy Feast can open and they will run.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
Yeah. Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Come on home for some Fancy Feast. Yeah,
Katie is a cool cat.
Yeah, no, she is. That is cool.
Katie is home, and we are all super excited about it and hope she will stay around for a while.
Hey, you know, Katie, you might want to stick around for a while. Yeah. We'd love to have you. We got an extra bedroom for you. We got some things to wiggle in front of you, all that good stuff.
But I mean, we hear about these stories in the news all the time, and then it happened to
dogs
me.
Dogs coming back. I know. And cats coming back. Awesome.
Yeah, after a year.
That's an I Feel Good story. I love it. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QIK. Time for trending in Tampa Bay. And there's only one place to go for that. Lana isn't there.
22-year veteran ACM CMA award-winning Jesuit High School graduate, father of two, husband of one, It's Kevin Evil, everybody.
Can I make an amendment to this one?
Yeah. What?
To this? Can we add also University of South Florida graduate?
Oh, yes.
We haven't seen the records on that, but if you want to bring your records in, we will clear that.
I will show you my diploma. I will send you a picture of it.
I mean, come on, anybody could buy a diploma, though, so how do we know it's legit?
I'll prove it. Okay. Do you need my transcripts?
We will, yes. And we'll be calling the dean of students over there as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Get the transcripts in and we'll do it.
Yeah. All right. Just need to see a little proof because, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
All right. Pinellas, Pasco, and Polk County schools went back to the classroom this morning.
Can I pause for a second? Let's go back. How many times, we have about a list of six things, and he's wanting more.
I know, he wants more.
He wants more. He wants more praise. Mm-hmm. No one gets praise like Kevin on this show.
Not at all.
Not at all. No. And he wants more.
He wants to add that
give him an inch, he takes a mile. You ungrateful guy.
Pinellas, Pasco, and Polk County Public Schools went back to the classroom this morning. Hillsboro also goes back to school today, but they won't go back to the classroom until next Monday. Not all students will be returning to the classroom as the districts gave the parents the choice to stay at home for e-learning. So back to school for those three Tampa Bay area counties this morning. The Tampa Bay Lightning lost game one of their playoff series with the Boston Bruins 3-2 last night. Game two of the best of seven series will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. and you can see it on NBC Sports Network. The Tampa Bay Rays, they're on fire still. They beat the Blue Jays 5-4 yesterday as they keep their first place lead over the Yankees in the division. They're up by one game. The Rays finished their series with the Blue Jays today at 3:10 at the Trop. Today, it's their 30th game of the season. What does that mean, JR? They're halfway through the year because there's only 60 games this year. 30th game today for the Tampa Bay Rays.
First place.
And finally, Hurricane Marco will not be coming to the Tampa Bay area, but we will be feeling some of the effects from the storms. ABC Action News meteorologist Greg D. gives us an update.
Yeah, we're actually feeling it today because Marco is heading up towards Louisiana. We're getting an offshore wind, and it is just going to get nasty hot out there the next couple of days. I think easily feeling like 105 to 110 this afternoon with a temperature around 96, and that's not going to change tomorrow or Wednesday.
Oh, 3 days in a row of just 105 feeling out there. No thanks. Greg also gives us an update on Hurricane Laura.
This one, it looks like it's going to head up towards probably the Texas-Louisiana border. Unfortunately, it could get stronger. So now we're thinking it could be a Cat 1 or Cat 2 storm. So there's going to be wind and surge along the coast. And then there could be some flooding rain for places like Arkansas or Tennessee, and maybe up towards the Ohio River Valley. A lot going on with the tropics this week.
Yeah, no kidding. But Greg did say that behind Laura, it is quiet. There's a couple waves, so we just got to keep our eye on things. And Lon asked about the Labor Day weekend, which is just two weekends away. He said it should be free of tropical systems. That's what he says already. So, and that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
All right. There he is. ACM, CMA winner, 22-year veteran, father of two, husband of one, Jesuit high school graduate, and USF graduate.
Yes.
You earned it, my friend.
Thank you.
We love you.
Seven things?
Yeah. Is that what it really is? Gosh, what's it going to be tomorrow? My goodness. What else do you want?
I don't need anything,
Dan. You want your weight and height, too?
No, that I don't.
Standing at 6'2", 175 pounds. You love them. Mud Monday on 995 QYK, brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, vodka for dog people. And we've got Miko today as our featured pet.
Miko is a 1.5-year-old, 33-pound all-American boy. He's got the sweetest eyes, and he just loves to run and is looking for a very active family that will take him out on the town.
Yeah, he's a very healthy-looking boy, sweet, sweet face. We got a video of it we'll put up for you on our Facebook page so you can check it out. But he is at Pet Pal Animal Shelter. You got to go see Miko.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a four-legged friend to add to your family, then I get to Pet Pal Animal Shelter and go check out Miko.
And this is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka, vodka for dog people.
Yeah. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 995 QYK. Thanks for waking up with us. JR, Kevin, Lana here. All right, Kevin, what was your highlight of the show?
I have a few, but I'm going to go with California's having some wildfires right now. But a guy wanted to save his business, but he ran out of water. So he decided to use Bud Light and spray it out of the bottle. And it worked.
Yeah, it worked. He shook it up and sprayed it. It's like if he won the World Series.
Yeah, it worked.
And put out the fire by his house. All right, Lana, what was your highlight?
The feel good story about the cat coming back after a year and three months.
That's insane.
So great.
I mean, that's a personal story,
It's a personal story, and I'm just really excited that Katie's back, and she's going to be okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
7:15 second date update was the highlight for me because Justin never really got it. I mean, we tried to explain it to him over and over. Let's just say he's an over-prepper. If you want to see this, it's on our Facebook page or our Instagram, and we will see you tomorrow. Remember, Travis has your Universal tickets at 4:40. He happens to be in the room right now, and he's our boss. Hey, boss, how'd we do?
Fantastic.
All right, perfect. We live to see another day.
Yes.
And we will have those Universal tickets for you tomorrow morning at 7:55. We love you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.